And let's go back to today's big story. The government moved to ease level 5 restrictions. To what extent is the big question? And our reporter Fia Crowe-Kyunny has been getting the reaction of early morning commuters in Dublin.
I imagine there'll be a surge in town come Tuesday. I'm a bit reluctant over that, but I've a sick parent at home and stuff, so I'll be conscious of that and try and keep me distance as much as possible. Get in, get me shopping and get out as soon as possible.
Yes, I do feel comfortable, and I don't think there will be crowds in the shops because they will follow the guidelines. So, to be honest, I can't wait to be going in a shop and have a normal kind of life again. Yeah.
And what would you like to see from shops and retail in terms of safety measures?
Well, making sure there's only a certain amount of people in the shop, everybody wearing a mask, hand sanitizer, things like that.
And separately, there's also going to be a decision on pubs and restaurants, whether they might reopen later on in December. What's your own view on it? Would you be okay with pubs and restaurants reopening, or would you prefer them to remain in their current situation?
I do feel bad for restaurants and pub owners, and I think maybe they should be allowed to reopen like they were before, like the limit time, an hour and a half, to allow people to go in and for people that work there to make money and won't go back to kind of work. And yeah.
What's your own view of that? Would you feel safe in retail and shops at the moment, or would you feel uncomfortable?
Well, I would go very early in the morning when there would be very few people around, and I'd be gone by say 10 or 11 so that I would miss the crowds, and that's the way I would operate. I wouldn't be in town when there's a lot of people around, because it's going to spread the disease all more because of the close proximity of people. And, you know, shopping centres are going to be packed now.
And separately, in terms of pubs and restaurants...
Well, I know everybody loves the pubs and the restaurants. Christmas is the biggest time of the year. But, I mean, I think this year, because of the pandemic, because we've been put into so many lockdowns, I just think, you know, for the sake of a few weeks... I know it's Christmas, I understand that. But at the same time, I think for the sake of a few weeks, no. I just think no. I know it's going to cost a bit jobs, but I have to be honest with you. Another lockdown will just... I can't cope with another lockdown.
The reaction of commuters in Dublin this morning, speaking to our reporter Fia Crowe-Kyunny, and with us now Sinn Féin Health spokesman David Cullinan. And thank you for coming in to us. I suppose the key question today is what you make of what appears to be the government decision to go further than the NPHET advice in allowing hospitality reopening and house visits later in the month of December.
Well, good morning, Áine. First of all, I haven't seen the NPHET advice, and the government haven't made clear exactly what they are going to propose yet. But yes, there has been leaks. I think it's important, first of all, to acknowledge that this has been a very, very difficult and tough year on workers and families and businesses. And I think we have to acknowledge that a lot of people have lost a lot and they have sacrificed a lot. And some people have lost everything. And of course, we have to be conscious of that while decisions are made. What I want to see, Áine, is a plan that will work. And I think the task ahead for government is to not just ease the restrictions, but also to break the cycle of lockdowns. What I don't want to see happen is that we take very short-term measures that then arrive us back in a situation in January or February of next year with more restrictions. So I think we have to weigh up all of the options. The government is in possession of all of the data from NPHET. They say they have commissioned their own information, their own report, their own data. I haven't seen any of it. Mm-hmm. I know it's challenging. I know it's difficult. And all of these issues have to be weighed up. But we have to get it right. And crucially, I hope that the government have not wasted the last 6 weeks in the same way they wasted the summer months. And I want to hear from government today that they have made the investments in testing and tracing, that the appropriate staff, the 600 plus staff, they said they are going to recruit, have been recruited. We have to see adequate funding for public health departments. We also need to see maximum all-island cooperation. And they, for me, are all the key ingredients to making sure that we end what has been a cycle of lockdowns.
Just briefly, where does Sinn Féin stand on wet pubs reopening?
Well, listen, we have to see all of the evidence. I think in terms of pubs that serve food and restaurants, I think if you look at what's happened in the past, Áine, my own experience is that when they were open, the vast majority of restaurants and gastro pubs were operating responsibly. They are controlled environments. What we have to weigh up and look at is that people will want to socialise over Christmas. Obviously, it's not going to be the same as previous years. We're not going to see the type of staff parties, obviously that's not an option, but people are going to socialise, and the question is, will people socialise in their homes or in controlled environments like restaurants? And as I said, the government have the data on you. I don't have it. Mm-hmm. I'll have to wait and see what the government proposes. And what we want is, yes, we have to listen to the public health advice, but we have to make decisions to keep people safe, but also understand that many people's jobs are on the line, tens of thousands of jobs in hospitality, and we have to get this right. So it's a tricky one, and one that we have to weigh up the consequences of the decision that's made.
You mentioned testing and tracing. It seems the decision was taken this week that from next week on, contact tracing will be going back 2 weeks and not just 48 hours. So not just trying to establish who the virus may have been transmitted on to, but trying to find out where the virus came from. How critical is it to get that data?
I think it's very critical, and we were calling for this for months, in fact as far back as April, and all of this will only be possible only if we have the staff. We know that there was problems in the past with contact tracing because the capacity simply wasn't there, so I very much hope that all of those investments have been made. And what we made clear to the government, and there has been support from the opposition in relation to this overall plan, because we want to get it right. We want to make sure that people not just have the best Christmas that they can possibly have, but as we look into the new year, we can have the best new year next year that we can have as well. But to get testing and tracing right, you have to have the staff that are trained up. You have to have the capacity. And if it is a 2 week look back, which I think it needs to be, then that capacity has to be there. And I very, very much hope, and I want to hear very clearly from the government today, that those investments have not been made, because I think it would be unforgivable, given the huge sacrifices that people have made, that the government will also have achieved what they set out to achieve, which is to make those investments in testing and tracing and give us a chance to aggressively go at this virus and hunt it down, and using testing and tracing to do that. And that gives us the best opportunity to break the cycle of lockdowns next year as well.
One other matter, the opposition came together and forced the government to agree the two-hour session that you had sought, albeit you were looking for different terms, with Justice Minister McEntee in the Dáil yesterday. She came in, she answered the questions. Is it over?
Well, I certainly don't believe that the culture of cronyism is over, and what we saw yesterday was again the government trying to take people for fools, but they are not taking people for fools, because people are not naive, and the only people that are looking foolish at this point are government TDs and backbenchers and ministers who are being rolled out to defend the indefensible. This was a political stroke, plain and simple. This was a political appointment. This was cronyism. And this was the nod and the wink politics, where Leo de Taoiseach says to his minister, he will make a good judge, and hey presto, he's the judge. And I want to see that type of cronyism, that type of politics that represents the insiders, the old boys network, the cosy club, coming to an end once and for all. That has to be the challenge. And there is responsibility in the government, because, you know, Fianna Fáil are complicit in this. The Green Party are complicit in this. And we've seen many examples of it now. And that type of cronyism on you has to come to an end. People voted for real change in the last election. They want a different type of politics, a better type of politics, and not one that's underpinned by cronyism, by who you know, by insiders, by all of that. That's the politics of the past.
So your party will be raising this at leaders next week with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach?
I would imagine so, because we can't let these issues rest. And what we will continue to do, Áine, is to hold this government to account. And what we will continue to do is to confront that culture which we believe is toxic. Okay. It does not serve politics or the people of this country well.
Now, as you've just been outlining, you don't agree with the government often. However, Sinn Féin, you did back Simon Coveney yesterday on the designation of Santa Claus as an essential worker. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's important to me because I have two young boys, Emmett and Finn, and they're looking forward to Santa coming as much as anybody else. So, yes, it was important. It was a question that was put by John Brady, my colleague in Leinster House yesterday, to Minister Simon Coveney. And I want the magic of Christmas to be there for all of our children, for my own children and everybody else. And listen, if Santa can help in Waterford winning an All-Ireland this year, wouldn't that be a great Christmas for all of us?
Yeah, well, we have to be entirely neutral about that. And that is entirely up to Santa. But actually, seeing as how you mention it there, let's conclude the programme today with that statement that was made by Foreign Minister Simon Coveney yesterday, that on official advice, Santa Claus has been designated an essential worker and will be allowed travel.
As Minister for Foreign Affairs, we've been working on the Santa Claus issue for a number of weeks now. And it's important to say to all children in the country that we regard Santa Claus's travels as essential travel for essential purposes, and therefore he is exempt from the need to self-quarantine for 14 days and should be able to come in and out of Irish airspace and indeed in and out of Irish homes without having to restrict his movement. But I am assured that children should not stay up at night because he does need to social distance. And so people need to keep at least 2 metres away at all stage to make sure that we keep him safe and indeed children as well. So he's exempt, he's coming, he's confirmed that, and he appreciates the fact that Ireland has ensured that in a very, very different Christmas in 2020, the visit of Santa Claus will be something that will remain consistent.